Daniel Silk, political analyst, director of the Political Futures Consultancy. Good afternoon to you, Daniel. This is your most difficult election to call since you started trying to call elections.
Hello, John. Good to be with you. Yes, I think that we're certainly seeing much more fluidity in the South African political scene than ever before. It's highly likely that we are going to see voters, what I call sort of disperse their votes more readily this time. The big incumbents nationally, the ANC and in many of the metros and even the DA in the Western Cape and in Cape Town in particular, I think that the incumbents themselves are facing a degree of frustration, inertia, lackluster campaign performance, and generally an alienated voter core. This probably will result in a fraying at the edges of the bigger parties, smaller parties gaining traction as a result. And that makes a very unpredictable scenario for many of our metro councils and even for the smaller towns and cities around South Africa, where coalitions are likely to be much more the order of the day than they've been already. But I think we're going to have more of it after this election.
And I know that the DA is very well aware of what you're talking about, Daniel, which is why they are campaigning on the basis that you have two choices, the ANC or the DA. If you don't want the ANC to run municipalities into the ground, then vote for the DA. Don't waste your vote on smaller parties. And you can understand why they are taking that tack. But if you're disillusioned with a political party, then you have the right to vote for a smaller party.
Well, indeed, you have the right, and you've got over 200 political parties standing all over South Africa, so no voter must say they don't know who to vote for. There's certainly every possible choice available. Some might be more appealing than others, though. But the DA is correct in a sense that it has to put that choice before the electorate. It doesn't want to disperse its vote even further. The problem, really, for the DA is that it faces an electorate that, you know, he's still questioning, I think, many of the issues pertaining to the loss of Mr. Maimane as leader and, of course, the issue in Johannesburg with Herman Mashaba. Those two issues continue to plague the DA and are likely to take votes away to some independents and certainly to Mr. Mashaba's new party. And I think the DA also faces an attrition of votes on its right-wing flank, furthermore to the Freedom Front Plus. So the South African electorate is actually balkanizing. It's not consolidating behind one large center or centrist opposition party. The opposition parties themselves are fragmenting, and the DA could very well, unfortunately, feel that fragmentation in this vote.
It's interesting that the splitting of the parties, because what's happening in Eastern Europe at the moment, it's a trend which is starting to establish, is the opposite, that the Czech Republic's incumbent has been voted out by the opposition collaborating for the first time. And it looks as if a very fractious, divided set of opposition parties in Hungary might also be working together to try and unseat Viktor Orban. But we're sort of doing the opposite here.
Yes, I think that the issue here in South Africa is that we really do need some sort of umbrella, what I would regard as an alliance for change in South Africa that finds common ground amongst a variety of opposition parties. But this division and balkanization and infighting amongst the various opposition parties certainly mitigates against that. And that, in a sense, sets South Africa back. Although the DA will argue that there is no such thing as a wasted vote, and when you look at the PR system in South Africa and how the votes are calculated, effectively all parties get their fair share, particularly of the proportional representation ballot, we are still likely to see this fragmentation in opposition ultimately weaken the broader centrist opposition cause within South Africa. And I think even further, we are likely to see some of these opposition parties gain traction that are more what I call ethno-nationalist political parties, serving specific interests, particularly amongst the coloured community. And I think of the Patriotic Alliance there, the Freedom Front Plus, perhaps amongst elements of the white community, although they've tried to broaden their appeal as well. And that ethno-nationalism potentially also could unsettle our politics going forward. So it's a very unsettling election for all the parties, except perhaps those smaller parties on the fringe or on the more populist or ethno-nationalist side of our vote.
Daniel, do you think there's any chance that the Cape Town Metro might be one of those municipalities that might have to look to a coalition? Or do you believe that the DA will not get 66% as it did last time round in local government elections, but certainly get more than 50% of the vote?
Now, I do think that there'll be DA weakness in other parts of the country, but I don't think that there will be substantive enough weakness here in the city of Cape Town for the party to lose that 15% or so of a cushion that it has. Yes, there will be some weakness. I think the DA vote will be down. The key issue for the DA will be to get out their voters. They have succeeded up until now in terms of a superior voter registration campaign. This will, I think, provide some cushion for the DA here in Cape Town and elsewhere as well, for that matter. But the overall support may drop. But I think the DA should cling on to still an overall majority here. If they did drop below 50% here, I think some very serious question marks would be asked, not just about the DA in the Western Cape, but about the DA nationally as well.
Daniel Silk of the Political Futures Consultancy, thank you.